Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Mother Nature doesn't measure par habitant. Mother Nature measures by total, by the whole picture.
Now, in honor of our special guest, I've created dinner mondu. First, we have French fries and French dressing. And to drink, ta-da-da, Peru.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
So are you now admitting that the plan does not cost zero? Or is it less than zero?
Well, let's not dumb this down for the American public here. We have ways to pay for it. So the point is, that's important to the American public, all of your viewers too, is that this is not going to cost the American public a dollar.
I have a buck. I have $1.
I'm not buying it.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Texas police say armed citizens shot robbers at fast food chicken chain, killing one suspect, wounding seven. As a feel-good story for the day. This was in Port Arthur. An aggravated robbery at Church's Chicken. Two suspects armed with handguns were robbing the restaurant, but an armed citizen intervened and a shootout ensued. He shot both suspects. One of the suspects was later pronounced dead at an area hospital. The second was located at an apartment complex and was brought to the emergency room for treatment and was arrested. This happened just a day after another armed robbery at a Jack in the Box location in the same town. I mean, are those the best places to rob if you're looking for cash? Church's Chicken and Jack in the Box? I mean, maybe they had easy access to interstate highways for escape, but it didn't work out if you have an armed citizen in the Church's Chicken. Time now for the Chump Line.
Howie, Joe Biden calling. Come on, man. So what if people were bothering Kristen Sinema when she was going to the bathroom? It happens to everyone. The fact is, when the reporter asked me about it at the press conference, I too was going to the bathroom. Not a joke.
The New York Post today talked about this is the legendary negotiator, police. And among the funny things they said was, smart politicians use carrots and sticks to get what they want. Then there's Joe Biden, whose incentive to Republicans is nothing. The threat is nothing. Certainly, Biden's signature speaking style of coughing mixed with creepy whispers won't sway anyone. That's a good way to describe it. Whispers and coughing.
Fauci, the fascist, speaks what he doesn't know. He'll tell you anything he wants and hopes that you don't know.
And the CDC puts on their website last year's instructions about the holiday season and then says, oh, we made a mistake. Very, very reassuring. You really tend to believe anything that the CDC or the FDA or the National Institutes of Health or your local state Department of Public Health tells you. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, this week celebrating NASCAR driver Brandon Brown and his capacity to unite the country all across America in bars and sports venues. Chants of "Let's go, Brandon! Let's go, Brandon!" can be heard as fans unite behind this apparently amazing driver. Let's go, Brandon!
Dr. Fauci said it's too soon to tell
if we're going to be able to have midterm elections next year.
Yeah, that is an excellent observation. He would love to be able to say that.
This is Dr. Anthony Fauci, and I'm focused like a laser on destroying Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, and if I get a chance, Valentine's Day.
Yeah, but before Valentine's Day comes the Super Bowl, and we can't have any gatherings of more than two people at any Super Bowl party. Even if it's your next door neighbor, you can't have a Super Bowl party. Keep the windows open, too.
Joe Biden, the man, the myth, the things.
Did you see on Tucker Carlson last night, they had a freeze frame of him doing one of those live shots over the weekend, and he was in his office in his house, and behind him he had a couple of those votive candles, you know, they use in churches with the picture of the saints on them. You can buy them in Market Basket sometimes, and only instead of a picture of the saint or the Virgin Mary, they have pictures of Anthony Fauci. And, you know, I guess he could claim it was a gag, but do we really think it was a gag, or does he think that he deserves to have these votive candles like he is a saint, like he is a member of the Holy Trinity?
CNN breaking news. A massive tsunami is heading for the West Virginia coast after Guam tips over and capsizes.
Yeah, we played that cut yesterday of the CNN PhD who said that Manchin is particularly irresponsible not coming out in favor of the $1 trillion welfare boondoggle because he represents a coastal state. Okay, what's your PhD? It's not in geography, I'm guessing.
If only the Patriots could move the goalposts as much as Dr. Fauci, they may be 2-2 this season.
Yes, they might be. Yeah, they would have definitely won that game if they could have moved the goalpost a little bit.
Lovey, can you believe these Democrat Build Back Better obstructionists? If Joe Manchin were of my pedigree, his name would be Joe Manchin's. And by the way, that Kristen Sinema's brain is more empty than a cinema showing a civil action.
Very funny, Mr. Secretary. Rolling Stone writer Joe Manchin just cooked the planet. I don't mean that in a metaphorical sense, said this writer Jeff Goodell. This is the Rolling Stone, the magazine that said the hospitals were overrun with ivermectin overdose patients flooding the hospitals. This is the same Rolling Stone that wrote the story about the frat rape that didn't occur at the University of Virginia. Now they're on to a new topic. Joe Manchin just cooked the planet. I don't mean that in a metaphorical sense. I mean that literally. Unless Manchin changes his negotiation position dramatically in the near future, he will be remembered as the man who, when the moment of decision came, chose to condemn virtually every living creature on Earth to a hellish future of suffering, hardship, and death. For anyone who cares about the future of life on this planet, Manchin's moves are willfully destructive for a number of reasons. If you can't trust Rolling Stone, who can you trust? Next thing you're going to be telling me you can't trust 60 Minutes or the Boston Globe or deeply sourced stories about Russian collusion hoaxes in the Washington Post and the New York Times.
Just wondering, how do you say, "Let's go, Brandon," in French?
I do not know the answer to that question.
Hey, the $85 billion for the IRS is actually good for the environment, too, because nobody's going to have any money to burn.
Yeah, there'll be a lot less economic activity overall, and that's good for the planet, right? Weren't they saying that was one of the
upsides of the COVID panic last year. There was so much less economic activity that polar bears were, getting a real break, and so were the penguins down at the South Pole.
For Halloween, I'm going to dress up as Bernie Sanders and go around taking candy from trick-or-treaters to give it to the kids who are too lazy to go out.
Is that part of the infrastructure plan, too, to deliver goodies, candies to the kids who are too lazy to go out, like their parents are too lazy to go to work?
This is Jen the Prevaricator Psaki. Let's not dumb this down too much for the American people, but it takes a super genius like Joe Biden to make $5 trillion less than or equal to zero.
I'd still like to ask Jen Psaki, can we get a list of the trillionaires that Joe Biden was talking about a couple of weeks ago? And incidentally, have you noticed, too, that when she was asked if Hunter has divested himself of those Chinese shady business interests that he had, she didn't say, I'll circle back with you. She just gave him the brush off.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
That's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time every weekday. And if you didn't hear your Chump Line message or you'd just like to hear more Chump Line messages, you can always hear more at Chopped Chumps. We post those around 7 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time every weeknight. You can get Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show broadcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week celebrating NASCAR driver Brandon Brown and his capacity to unite this country. All across America in bars and sports venues, chants of Let's Go Brandon! Let's go, Brandon, can be heard as fans unite behind this apparently amazing driver. Let's go, Brandon.
Dr. Fauci said it's too soon to tell if we're going to be able to have midterm elections next year.
844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
It's not easy being number one.
It's so lonely at the top of Olympus. More women! More wine!
Howie will be right back after this short break. He tells it like it is.
I want you to know that every human being that works for you knows what a diseased hypocrite you are. We all know what you are.
Howie Carr.
Add two delicious plant-based Super Beats Heart Chews to your morning routine for heart-healthy energy without a caffeine crash. Get free shipping, free returns, a 90-day money-back guarantee, and a free 30-day supply with your first purchase at superbeatsradio.com/Howie, superbeatsradio.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Why are white-collar workers still afraid to return to their offices downtown? Is it because they're afraid of the virus, or are they afraid of really going back to work?
They're afraid of really going back to work.
96% say they're afraid of going back to work.
844-500-4242. I want to read you just a little bit of this story. This is from the American Spectator. The COVID survey that should have rocked the world. And this is about a survey of 35,000 Americans done by Gallup and Franklin Templeton. And it was reported on by the New York Times, but they refused to face the survey's epic implications, says the American Spectator. And you've read some of this stuff already about how the Democrats were just totally overestimating the breadth of the deaths and hospitalization caused by COVID.
By 2021, this year, Democrats and their allies had very nearly complete control of all major media, all tech, all entertainment, the federal government, higher education, and the public school establishment. And so, and that's where the Democrats were seeing all this erroneous information and believing it. Here's the first question. What are the chances somebody with COVID must be hospitalized? The correct answer on this multiple choice question was both knowable and provable, 1 to 5%. And this wasn't something it was a multiple choice test, 1 to 5%. I think I could have gotten that one. How about you? Only 10% of Democrats got it right. What is shocking, says the American Spectator, is how wrong so many Democrats were. An eye-popping 41% of Democrats, these are the classic low-info voters, people who still watch network news, believed that 50% or more of those inflicted with COVID ended up in the hospital. 50% or more. Another 28% of Democrats checked the 20% to 49% box. In sum, more than two-thirds of the Democrats considered COVID to be a much more severe health risk than it actually was. The steady stream of fake news from the media about the panic hurt no group of Americans more than the children. The reporter for the New York Times was a guy named David Leonhard, I think it's pronounced, all but admitted as much. Quote, Democrats are also more likely to exaggerate COVID's toll on young people and to believe that children account for a meaningful share of deaths, he wrote. This is the New York Times. In reality, Americans under 18 account for only 0.04% of COVID deaths. 0.04% of COVID deaths, and the Democrats thought that they're just dropping like flies. Democrats' overestimation of risks explain why so many accepted school closures, conceded the New York Times reporter. He acknowledged that the states with the most closed schools are all blue states. Nor did he shy from recognizing, quote, the damage being done to children and lost learning, lost social connection, and in the case of poorer children, missed meals. Jonathan Rockwell, Gallup's principal economist, they're the ones who did the survey, clarified for the New York Times why blue states overreacted. Quote, I think in many ways it's based on the fact that these voters are misinformed about the risks to young people and they're misinformed about the risks generally. And again, I'm reading from the American Spectator story about this. Rothwell's quote should have set off alarm bells in the Times newsroom. As the survey made clear, a misinformed and paranoid electorate, mostly Democrats, was driving policy decisions in Washington as well as in every blue state and in every major city within a red state. Editors should have asked just who was misinforming these Democrats and why. They chose not to. They all know who. The savvy ones knew why. Yeah, they did. There was no upside to reporting good news like the declining number of hospitalizations, the declining number of infections, et cetera, et cetera. Best keep the panic porn going. That's what the deep state wants. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Look at all the Trump people here. There's all the other people.
Welcome to Michigan, Mr. President. Let's go, Brandon. Only they were chanting the real thing. They were chanting, not let's go, Brandon. You know what they were chanting. 844-500-4242. Again, he's not a popular figure. Gretchen Whitmer, the governor, the do as I say, not as I do governor. She's not a very popular figure. the FBI was involved, created a so-called plot to kidnap her, and then it turned out that most of the people involved in the plot were actually FBI informants or agents, and the lead agent was soon to be fired from the department for beating up his wife, or allegedly beating up his wife, in a dispute over a wife-swapping club that they were involved in. So that's – and we should soon have the cuts to play from his Michigan appearance. Meanwhile, U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland, or as Claire McCaskill calls him, Garland Merrick, has now instructed the Federal Bureau of Investigation to target and investigate any parents who challenge local school board policies. The objective appears to be an overt threat to intimidate parents who are actively engaged in their child's school education. They don't want school policy on COVID or critical race theory to be challenged. That's what it boils down to. And, you know, there's no citation, this order, this memorandum that went out yesterday, there's no actual examples of any threats being made. But there are general statements, which is the way the Biden administration operates. In recent months, there has been a disturbing spike in harassment, intimidation, and threats of violence against school administrators, board members, teachers, and staffs who participate in the vital work of running our nation's public schools. Now, is Arizona State a public school? I believe it is. And Kyrsten Sinema was teaching at Arizona State when she was harassed, intimidated, and had basically threats of violence against herself. Threats against public servants, says Merrick Garland, are not only illegal, they run counter to our nation's core values. Those who dedicate their time and energy to assuring that our children receive a proper education in a safe environment deserve to be able to do their work without fear for their safety. How about U.S. senators? Do they deserve to be able to do their work without fear for their safety? How about U.S. gymnasts? Do they deserve to be able to do their work without fear for their safety? Do people deserve to be allowed to go to the Boston Marathon without fear of being blown up by Muslim terrorists on welfare? Do people in Broward County, Florida, deserve to be allowed to go to their school, their high schools every morning without fear of being killed by a mass murderer whose aunt reported him to the FBI and the FBI didn't do any follow-up on it? So the FBI, which is really in over its head with, chasing down parking fine scofflaws, is now being charged with, disrupting people who are trying to engage in their First Amendment rights, not to mention the rights of protecting their children. This is just outrageous. The Conservative Treehouse says the goal here is to label dissident parents, non-conforming free-range citizens, as domestic terrorists. The FBI will use the assembly of big tech social monitors to identify the targets for investigation. If the parents do not want to see their child forced to wear a mask or have a needle injected into their arms while being told their skin color makes them less worthy of life, that person will become a target of the federal police. 844-500-4242. Okay, let's play some of these Biden cuts. I'm just looking here where to begin. Let's play cut number one. Let's start with cut number one with the Biden. This is in Michigan.
I was kidding. Someone said to me earlier that I said I'm a union president. I'm a union. I'm a president of sports unions, not labor unions. And someone pointed out to me that I allegedly have used the word union as president more than the last seven presidents combined.
And that means what? I'm glad, though, he did say he was talking about unions and he was talking about labor as opposed to work. I'll tell you one word he doesn't use is work, because that's not what he's all about. Cut six.
Including more than 1,200 bridges as the governor's been fighting to repair here in your state. 7,300 miles of roads here in Michigan.
7,300. Okay. Cut four.
Look, I know there's a lot of noise in Washington. There always is, but it seems to me a little more than usual now. A whole lot of hyperbole, a lot of heat, and I'm here today to try to set some things straight if I can.
Straighten things out. Thank you, Joe. You always do straighten things out. How about some more? Let's have some more numbers. Can we have some more numbers from Joe Biden? I always love it when he gets into the math. Cut 14.
I want a job corps just like Roosevelt had a job corps, but an environmental job corps of over 1.6 million people.
Cut 18.
My Build Back Better plan gets us back on track.
Which would you prefer to see implemented and passed by Congress, the Build Back Better plan or the Build Back Pletter plan? Let's hear that one again.
My Build Back Better plan gets us back on track.
What about unemployment, Joe? What are you going to do, Dementia Joe, about all the millions of people who refuse to go back to work? They're your voters. They're too lazy to go back to work, apparently. Cut 19.
If millions of American parents, especially moms, can't join the workforce because they can't afford the cost of child care or elder care.
Can't join the weak force. I hate it when you can't get into the weak force.
Can they join the Space Force?
The Space Force? How about the Air Force? The weak force. All right. Cut 17.
Look, we haven't passed a major infrastructure bill for decades in this country.
Passed, something like that. Whatever. Cut 16.
Why a lot of those fires in the far west? And because guess what? It's a hell of a lot safer to have those wires underground, not being knocked down by high winds and tornadoes and the like, causing fires.
I don't think there have been any tornadoes causing fires in California and the rest of the Pacific Coast, have there? I could be wrong, but I don't think so. But again, this is the guy who knows about wetlands in Nevada, so he has a firmer grasp on geography than I do, certainly in the western part of the state. Cut 10.
Some of you came to the White House when I had the chairman of the board of General Motors, Chrysler, and General Motors, Chrysler, and Ford.
Lee Iacocca was there, wasn't he?
Yeah, we had Studebaker and Packard and American Motors. You know, that's the old Nash. That's the one that the Mormon senator Delecto's father used to run. Yeah.
They showed me that new Stutz that came out.
Yeah. Man, my pop said to me, Joey, if you work hard at school, you can have a Pierce Arrow too. And if you don't work so hard, maybe you can get a Stanley Steamer. Cut 8.
We're going to make high-speed internet affordable and available to everywhere in America. We're talking about on the way over with Alyssa, that how short the number of people have access to the internet here because of the lack of investment.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's going to be in my next Joe Weekend at Biden column. Can I hear that one again? I just want to get a feel for what he's talking about.
We're going to make high-speed internet affordable and available to everywhere in America. We're talking about on the way over with Alyssa, that how short the number of people have access to the internet here because of the lack of investment.
Good luck to you, Mr. Translator.
Okay. Cut 27.
But you've heard me say it a lot of times. It's never, ever been a good bet to bet against the American people. Never.
It's never been a good bet against the American people. I agree. It never has been a good American people. We got more coming up, and we got a lot of calls. We'll take some calls when we come back and keep playing these marvelous cuts from Michigan. Let's go, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon. How does our economy determine the value of an item? The price of the world's most valuable commodities are all set at auction. Items such as fine arts, antiques, coins, and classic cars are often priced through auction. The fish you just ate, the textiles that make up the clothes on your back and the diamond on your finger, all of those items were originally priced through auction. So, when it is time for you to sell the most valuable commodity you own, your real estate, why not sell it at auction with J.J. Manning? Our clients are affluent and intelligent decision makers who set the terms and sell their real estate quickly and contingency-free in a competitive auction. There is no stigma and no distress in this process. Recent Howie and Grace listeners have seen upwards of 30 qualified bidders competing for their real estate. When you sell real estate traditionally, you pay the broker his commission. But in a J.J. Manning auction, the buyer pays. That saves you thousands of dollars right there up front. To learn more on how to get your residential, commercial, or land property sold quickly and contingency-free, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. I'm Howie Carr.
He doesn't do this just for the money.
It's also my pleasure to see to it that decent, hardworking people in this community aren't robbed blind by a pack of money-mad pirates just because they haven't anybody to look after their interests.
Howie Carr will be right back.
Either I'm dead right or I'm crazy.
You wouldn't care to put that to a vote, would you, Senator?
The Howie Carr Show.
Dementia Joe has no clue who's going to be taxed and who's not going to be taxed. He's all over the place. So here's the latest example of that. Cut two.
How we're going to make sure that everything we do here is paid for, and not a single penny raised in taxes of anybody making under 400 grand.
Not a single penny. But if you smoke cigarettes, for every pack of cigarettes, you're going to be paying an extra buck, because the $1 excise tax is going up to $2. But not a single penny will be raised. It'll be a buck per pack. Two packs a day, $2 a day. $730 a year. All right. 844-500-4242. Let's play. He yells. The New York Post was wrong. It's not just the whispering that he does and coughing. He sometimes yells as well. Cut 24.
A union crane operator and a nurse. They paid a higher tax rate, than a significant portion of the major corporations in America and the super wealthy.
And those corporations are publicly traded and they're owned by all the public pension funds, the private pension funds. They're owned in your 401ks. And your children's education funds and your IRAs, they're owned in there. But it's just trillionaires that have this, just trillionaires. Cut nine.
Now, I've been clear that China uses unfair coercive practices to get ahead in their competitors, but that's not the whole of the story.
What? You mean the unfair coercive practices are not the whole story? Let me hear that one again.
Now, I've been clear that China uses unfair coercive practices to get ahead in their competitors, but that's not the whole of the story.
Coercive practices. Ricky, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ricky. Do you know what coercive means?
Thank you, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah. Hey, Howie, in the backdrop of all this, we got, what, hundreds of Afghans that ran off Camp Lejeune or whatever, right? The Capitol
right.
Police waved them out. Go ahead. Anyway, the other thing that pisses me off, Howie, is if you can't afford your kid, don't have a kid. Don't come crying to me to pay for your kid.
I agree. Now you're gonna get extra money for having a kid. I mean, it was a disastrous policy in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and into the 90s, and they changed it. And now it's gonna go back to the old days. You need a little extra money? Just drop another kid, right? And he's bragging about it. The child tax credit. It's you get the tax credit even if you don't work. If you don't work, you don't pay any taxes. So this is not a tax credit. This is welfare. Cut 21.
Now, most people don't know, if you walk to the average informed person, doctor, lawyer, or whatever, and said child care tax credit, they're not sure what that means.
That's because it's not a child tax credit for most of the people who are going to get it. Illegal aliens are going to come into the country, and they're going to be able to get child tax credits. There's a whole story. The average annual wage in Honduras is $2,400. If you just bring in a little kid with no, you just drop a kid, don't have a husband or anything, don't have a skill, don't want to work, you can get $3,600 for that kid if you can get him into the United States. $3,600 a year. And a kid's going to grow up being dependent. And he's, you know, you grow up being dependent, odds are you're never going to get off welfare. And the person who's bringing him across the border is never going to get off welfare. It's just amazing. Barbara, you're next with Howie Carr, and he gets away with it. A child
tax credit. Hey, Howie, thank you for taking my call. And I know you have an entertainment value to your show, and you have an information value to your show, and I appreciate all of that. I really do, and I listen to you as much as I can during the week.
Quickly.
You guys rock. You really do.
Thank you.
But I wanted to just raise a question. And it's
quickly.
Not a conclusion, it's a question. But so, a number of us are on Facebook, we're on social media.
I'm sorry, Barbara, we're just out of time. 844-500-4242. We come back, we got more of these cuts, and we got more other things to talk about. I'm Howie Carr.